Hey everybody, what you are about to listen to is an episode of Am I Dying? Here at Offscript, we've taken the Am I Dying show, put a twist on it, and created the new Is It Serious podcast with Dr. Mark Lewis and Dr. Jean-Luc Neptune. Think of it this way. The Am I Dying docs discuss lots of symptoms, while the Is It Serious docs answer lots of questions. And all of the episodes are here on this feed for your listening pleasure. For new episodes, don't forget to subscribe, and thanks for listening.
Well, Mark, but do you keep your socks on when you pee?
I don't wear socks.
Are you telling me you keep clothes on?
Okay, well, I'm in my studious mood. Are we going to start? Should we welcome people, or we've already done that?
We're starting from the tippity-tappity top.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
Okay, go.
From Offscript Media, this is Am I Dying? A conversational podcast about your symptoms and what to do next. I'm Dr. Chris Kelly.
And I'm Dr. Mark Eisenberg.
We're doctors who just happen to be close friends, and we're ready to answer the vital question. Should you chill out or freak out? Today, we are talking about everybody's favorite reflex. Coughing.
Actually, coughing is a very, very scary symptom these days.
I think that it is more socially appropriate to walk into your place of work nude currently than it is to walk in there coughing.
Yeah, we're living in very, very scary and upsetting times.
Coughing is something that you should do in the privacy of your own home, because if you don't, people are going to immediately think that you have COVID. Yeah. And you will be given leper status.
And I know we're supposed to be a funny podcast, but there's nothing funny about the COVID epidemic going on today.
No, there is not. But thankfully, or we wouldn't have anything to talk about today, there are many causes of cough besides COVID. And we will help you figure out what is likely going on.
Yeah. So how do you know if you or the person sitting next to you's cough is nothing to worry about, or it is COVID?
So depending on when you actually listen to this podcast, the odds of your having COVID may be extremely high or extremely low. Right now, I'd say they're medium. For medium or higher, you should probably just assume that any cough that is persisting for more than a few minutes is potential COVID until proven otherwise. Am I being too alarmist about that?
Well, Mark? I mean, it's also, first of all, we should get back to what you were talking about, what causes cough. And, you know, there's a dry cough and there's a wet cough. Wet cough means you're bringing up phlegm and sputum. But, you know, in general, if you have a fever and other symptoms of body aches and you're coughing, I mean, those are signs that you could have COVID.
Yeah.
If you have a post-nasal drip and your eyes are swollen because of plants and flowers all around you and you can't stop sneezing and your throat is itchy, that's more likely allergies, not COVID.
Okay. So let's leave the COVID for a moment since this show will hopefully live in infamy, and the prevalence of COVID and again, the likelihood that any cough represents it is going to change over time. So let's get into all the different causes of cough. And then at the end, maybe we'll come back. And with the assumption that whoever's listening is still concerned about COVID, we'll talk about which flavors are more concerning than others. So you mentioned one. So if you have a runny nose and a cough, that is probably benign and actually not a sign of COVID, I would like to point out. So a major cause of cough is actually just mucus running down the back of your throat and tickling the back of your throat.
Yeah, like a post-nasal drip. Yeah.
Post-nasal drip, upper airway cough syndrome. So if mucus is dripping down the front of your nose, it's probably dripping down the back of your nose too and tickling your throat there. So if you're like clearing your throat a lot, coughing a bit, coughing up mucus, and you have a runny nose, that's probably benign. That could just be
especially if you wake up with it, because you know you're lying down, so because of gravity, it's sort of just going down your
Could be allergic rhinitis, as we call it.
Rhinitis is such a big word, isn't it? Isn't that the nose?
Like a rhinoceros?
Yes.
So it's actually funny. Let me just insert a little anecdote here, Mark. My wife noted that whenever she woke up over the last 2 or 3 weeks, she would be really sniffly and she would cough like 5 or 6 times before getting out of bed. And then we went to her.
You think it was that new Paco Rabanne cologne you've been wearing?
Yeah. It was actually the Panther Musk cologne that I've been using, trying to seduce her.
That Father's Day gift is really the gift that keeps giving, isn't it?
Yeah. So we decided that it wasn't Sex Panther, which I was wearing, that she was allergic to, because interestingly, we went to visit her folks for a few days. And when we stayed there, she did not have the cough when she woke up in the morning. And I was wearing the Sex Panther cologne there as well. So
was it the parrot in your bedroom?
It wasn't the pigeons that I keep under a cage in the bedroom. It turned out it was, and here's another interesting thing. She's very particular about pillows. She brings her pillow with her when we travel. And because of all this COVID stuff, we brought our sheets as well. But I left my pillow at home because I'm absent-minded and I also don't care about pillows. And so we localized it to my pillow that I had been sleeping with. And then we swapped it out and her symptoms completely went away. You know, I don't know if it was the feathers or if there was like a dust mite or something in there or whatever. But that was just like an allergic reaction she was having. And she would cough only in the morning, only in that one situation, only when my pillow, this pillow that I had was in the bed. And as soon as we swapped it out, the problem instantly went away.
I wonder if any of our listeners feel the same way I do right now, that they just lost 2 minutes of their lives. They'll never get back hearing about your freaking pillows. I mean, what?
This is a perfect
concentrate.
Perfect illustration of a benign cough.
Okay,
it's just from mucus production in your nose.
Because you're allergic to your pillow.
I'm not. My wife's allergic to my pillow. Okay, genius, Marty Pants. If you've got something.
So basically the point is, if you have an itchy throat and a runny nose and a cough, the cough because of the postnasal drip, one, we could treat it. You could, take some decongestants like Sudafed, or you could do Flonase nasal spray, or you could try to find out what's causing it and get rid of them. So your wife should have gotten rid of you and your pillow.
Yeah, thankfully it was not me that she's allergic to, although I'm sure she'll consider trying that at some point. So let's move on to other kinds of cough. Mark, hey, pop quiz, what's another source of cough that will occur primarily in bed other than being allergic to your spouse?
Could it be heartburn? Reflux?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, they call that nocturnal asthma. So if someone's lying down and they have asthma symptoms and a cough, it could actually be reflux.
Why? Tell them.
So what happens is you have your mouth to your esophagus that leads to your stomach. Your stomach has acid that kills like all the bacteria that comes into it. And when you're lying down, the acid in your stomach can sort of zoom up through your esophagus.
And?
Some of it could actually get into your lungs through the trachea.
So if you cough when you lie down and then you feel better when you sit up, or especially after you drink a glass of water, and especially if this happens more after a big meal, and especially if you have a bitter or sour taste in your mouth, your cough is probably from heartburn.
Heartburn.
Sometimes cough can actually be the major, if not only, sign of heartburn.
Totally. So actually, everyone thinks to go to a lung specialist with their chronic cough. It actually might be more useful to go to a stomach specialist.
Yeah. So in fact, very frequently, if somebody has a cough and we can't really figure out the reason, we'll just start them on a reflux medicine for a few weeks and see if it helps. Often it does.
Yeah. Over-the-counter medications like Pepcid or Nexium.
So we've gone over some of the more common benign causes of cough: allergies, postnasal drip, acid reflux. Let's sort of give a broad overview of where we're heading next, and then maybe we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, perfect.
So lots of other different kinds of cough. Asthma causes cough. Mm-hmm. Certain medications can cause cough. Lung infection can cause cough.
But wait, are we going to talk about which medications can cause cough, or is that boring you?
We're going to talk about all these. I'm just giving the good people a little preview.
How about smokers?
There's all kinds of different things. Heart failure, kidney failure, cancer in your lung, all that can cause cough.
Now that we scared people, stay tuned. So when you come back, we could tell you if your cough is something we could easily treat, or you need to get yourself right to the emergency room.
Yeah. Should you call an ER, or should you call a trust and estate lawyer? we'll let you know. So stick with us. We'll be right back. Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA.
Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome back. We were talking about cough in the first half of this episode. I wasted a whole lot of time talking about pillows. Mark is still upset with me about it. And as a result, we have to pick up a tailwind and cruise through the second half of this episode. So
yes.
Benign causes of cough, runny nose, mucus dripping down the back of your throat. If you're clearing your throat frequently, if you've got a runny nose and you're coughing, probably you just need a decongestant, or you need to figure out what you're allergic to.
Or you could have the common cold, right?
Or you could have the common cold, especially if you have a fever. And then if you are feeling like you cough primarily when your body is horizontal in bed, for example, and it gets better when you sit up, if you're also feeling like a bitter taste in your mouth or things get worse after a big meal, that's probably acid reflux. Take something for that. Okay, so let's move on to other causes of cough that are a little more serious. So medications, in fact, two that we use frequently as cardiologists.
Yeah, so let's get to that. So a lot of people for their blood pressure are on a certain class of medication called ACE inhibitors, lisinopril, ramipril, anything that basically ends in the pril. They're great medications for blood pressure, but unfortunately in about 10% of people it can cause a dry cough. So that's one of the medications that they might need to take you off of. Again, do not stop a medication without speaking to your doctor first.
Please.
But if you are on those medications and you have a dry cough, you might want to let your physician know that you have had a dry cough. Could it be the medication?
So another common cause of coughing, if you
You forgot the other medication that causes a cough, a beta blocker. So beta blocker could sort of precipitate, which is also used for people with blood pressure, people who have heart problems, people who have palpitations or abnormal heart rhythms. They could actually cause an asthma type exacerbation.
So speaking of asthma, why don't you tell the good people what the symptoms of asthma might be when they think that that might be the cause of their cough?
Yeah, so a lot of people have wheezing, and shortness of breath with a cough. Could happen, when they're
exercising, cold, exposed to certain chemicals, fumes, smells. So if you find yourself wheezing when you take a deep breath, so you have this like whistling sound that happens when you exhale, and your cough is very situational and seems to be triggered by certain things, that is a pretty good story for asthma. And
that you should go see a doctor because you might need to be on inhalers.
Let us not forget asthma's kissing cousin, COPD, which primarily occurs in people with a long history of smoking. Although,
yeah, people have heard the word emphysema.
Yeah. So emphysema is basically kind of COPD, it's basically synonymous. And so in COPD, if you have long-standing shortness of breath, long-standing cough that's always there, sometimes gets a little bit worse, sometimes gets a little wetter, again, especially if you have a history of smoking, that could be COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And that's a very common cause of cough. Okay, so let's get into some of the scarier stuff. So if you have cough and a fever...
Yeah, a cough and a fever, especially if sputum, productive of like colored sputum, you can have a pretty bad bronchitis or a possible pneumonia.
Why don't we break down what bronchitis and pneumonia actually are?
So when you say we, do you mean me?
By all means, lead the way.
So bronchitis is when the tubes leading to your lungs are all inflamed. Would you rather use another word?
Passageways, entryways.
Passageways to the lungs get inflamed.
Airways.
You could have airways. And, basically pneumonia just means that it's hit the actual lung tissue itself.
Right. So you got this big pocket of phlegm in immune cells and bacteria lodged in some part of the lung tissue. That's actually pneumonia.
And that you need to see a doctor. First, you need to get an x-ray and a good physical exam because you might need antibiotics.
Right. So that's pneumonia. That's much more concerning than the other things we've mentioned. Basically, if you have a fever along with your cough and the cough is new, you got to see somebody for that.
Especially in this day of COVID. You need to get a test. You need to go see someone because if you have COVID and it's not just a bronchitis or a pneumonia, it could actually be a pneumonia superimposed upon COVID. You need to isolate, you need to get treatment, and you cannot spread it.
If we are somehow ever back into a world where COVID does not exist or is not common, then I would say that if you have a fever and a cough, you can potentially just wait it out and not seek medical attention. If you have a runny nose, sneezing, things that kind of point more towards a cold than pneumonia. But as long as COVID's around and here to stay, you should be just very suspicious of any combination of a fever and a cough.
The sad thing is, in the past, you know, up to, let's say, 6 months ago, you know, if you had a fever with night sweats and weight loss that you didn't, you know, you're not trying to lose weight, with the cough, it could be tuberculosis. Everyone was so stressed about tuberculosis, and now
I don't think most people even know about tuberculosis. Maybe you're stressed about tuberculosis.
Now it's all COVID. But anyway, another reason for someone to have cough is fluid overload. So not all cough is allergic or infectious. It actually could be that you're retaining too much fluid, and it's the fluid in your lungs that's making you cough. So other signs of that is a rapid increase of weight because you're actually starting to collect too much fluid. Leg swelling, if your legs are starting to get swollen, you're coughing. Also, if you lie down at night and you all of a sudden wake up or right away you feel more short of breath and you're coughing, it could be the fluid that's coming from your legs because of gravity and going right back to your heart and lungs.
Yeah. So puffiness and shortness of breath and cough, not a good combination.
No, definitely not.
So far, Mark, we've made it almost to the end of the episode without saying the C word. Not the C word you're thinking of, the C word I'm thinking of.
California?
Cancer. Lung cancer. So people appropriately think about possible lung cancer when they have a cough. So let's talk about some warning signs that could be what you have. So number one, if the cough has been there for a couple weeks and isn't getting better,
and you don't have COVID,
and you're otherwise okay, that's a little concerning. Just sort of a new cough that sticks around for several weeks.
Or if you have frequent bronchitis, bronchitides, and pneumonia.
And is not associated with a runny nose or reflux or anything else, just a lone cough, that's concerning.
Especially if it's with weight loss.
Right. So then again, if you're losing weight, that's even more concerning.
Have loss of appetite.
If you're getting recurring lung infections, that is potentially concerning as well, you know, because the tumor could be blocking the airway and predisposing you to infection.
What about blood?
And then finally, if you see blood in the whatever you're coughing up, that's a little concerning too. That does not equal cancer necessarily. You could have an infection or something else, but we would obviously be very concerned that you could have a tumor in one of the airways bleeding in there.
Blood is always a bad sign with a cough. Yeah. Yes, you could actually get some blood because you're bursting small capillaries. When you're coughing a lot, you're just injuring it. But blood that's really pretty obvious could either be something like tuberculosis or cancer or actually a lung clot. So if you're coughing, you've been on a plane ride or in a car for a while and your leg is a little swollen and you're coughing, you could actually have a clot in your leg that's now traveled to your lung, which is actually called a pulmonary embolus. So that could actually be a presenting sign of a lung clot.
So needless to say, we probably didn't have to tell you this, but if you're coughing up blood, don't ignore it. That could be something serious.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think we've gone over pretty much all there is to know about cough. Some of the less scary things, some of the more scary things. Again, we're in such a weird world right now with COVID. I think that you should be much more suspicious of coughs in a COVID world than you should be in a non-COVID world.
Definitely.
Obviously, if you think you could possibly have COVID infection, the number one thing that you can do in addition to getting medical attention for yourself is stay away from other people.
Which is easy. Most people just stay away from me naturally.
Yeah. It's not a problem for Mark. But if you're more social and people actually like spending time with you, then at the first sign of cough, you've got to just assume that it's COVID until you are told otherwise, or you develop other features that make it clear that it's not that.
Yeah. And you know, in this day and age where we're getting more information every day about COVID, check out the CDC website and other websites that actually talk about COVID to keep you updated.
Wait, are you saying that my high school friends on Facebook are not the best source of COVID-related news?
I'm surprised you had friends in high school.
That's a different story for a different episode. Mark, I was and remain very popular, you know?
Delusions.
Don't get your health information from your weird high school friends unless they're doctors.
Yeah, and all else fails, check out our website and our book, Am I Dying? A Complete Guide to Your Symptoms and What to Do Next. We have a whole chapter on cough.
All right, let's end it there.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social, and tell all your friends to listen.
Am I Dying is a production of Offscript Media. Our executive producer is Matthew Zachary. Andrew McDowell is our senior producer. Karen Lee is our production manager. Darren Tun is our production intern. Am I Dying is recorded, mixed, and edited by Ariel Nachman. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. Hit us up at contact@offscript.com to share comments and feedback. For more information, visit offscript.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.